You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and let's welcome our very important puzzler, Hannibal Buress.
Hey! What's up? Hello, y'all. Thank you. What's up?
Hey, Hannibal.
What's up?
So this is not your first time on public radio, right?
No, I've been crushing public radio. Been on here a couple times. No, I've been on like twice.
Twice?
Two, three times.
What was your last experience? What, you did Wait, Wait recently?
I did Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
How was it?
It was cool.
Yeah, you had a good time?
Yeah, it was, it was parts where I didn't get the answer right, and then they would make me keep guessing. I was like, that's fine, we can move along.
I got it wrong.
Like, you can guess again. Like, no, I don't want to. Take it.
You were juggling a lot of projects. You're acting on television, in a film.
Yeah.
You do lots of voiceover work and also stand up. Would you ever just go, I'm just going to be an actor?
No, that wouldn't be fun for me.
No?
Actors, you have to wait for people to give you work or you have to make your own stuff. With stand up, I could just say, man, I want to do stand up in 30 minutes. And I could go do stand-up. Or I could just say, I want to do stand-up in a few weeks in this city. But with acting, you can't just... It's harder to make movies out of nowhere.
I know you started stand-up in Chicago.
Yes.
And you did sort of, you know, the dream in the sense that you were in college and then you got caught the stand-up bug.
Yeah.
And went, no, I'm out of here.
Well, sort of. Because I spent the amount of time that you're supposed to spend in college without getting what you're supposed to get during that amount of time. So a little bit of both. I did kind of lose focus with academics.
So then you moved to New York. Did you move to New York with a plan of attack?
I did not move to New York with a plan. The first time I moved to New York, I just popped up. My sister was living here in New York. I just popped up. She had her baby and her husband. I just popped up. Hey, what's up? I got $200 in dreams. Let's do this. Let's do this. You help me in my dreams. Let's do this. I didn't even call up. I was rude. I was very rude and just rude and focused, which is the worst. Rude, focused, self-absorbed, no self-awareness. A lot of bad traits I had at 23.
And how did, so what happened? Did she let you stay there?
For a little bit.
Yeah, but
a little bit. And so then they kicked me out. And then I still stayed in New York out of just pure stubbornness.
Yeah.
And I probably could have moved back in with them if I was humble, but I wasn't. So I was like, whatever, this, I'm staying on the street. I'd rather stay on the street than apologize.
What do you mean stay on the street?
Like, well, not on the street, like on the subways and like Times Square, Starbucks.
So you didn't have an apartment for a while?
For a while, I didn't have an apartment at all. I stayed in hostels and I slept with girls that I didn't really like just so I could crash out there. I was hustling hard in 2006 just to be. In 2006, I was going hard.
See, the greatest thing about what you just said is if any of those women are listening and hear that, they'll think, I helped him.
Yeah. They did. They definitely did. They're very sweet women. I'm sorry. They're very sweet women. I'm sorry I used you, but help you. Thank you for helping me achieve my dreams.
And you were working on a project currently where you get to try all kinds of different jobs.
Yes.
That will be hopefully a television series. Yeah. What the premise is that you just get to try things you've never done before?
It's just me. The premise is that I've been doing stand-up since I was 19. I'm 31 now, and I really haven't had any real jobs for a long time. Outside of, you know, stuff in high school, I worked at Burger King, or I did, like, some BS sales job. I got hooked into pyramid schemes a couple times. But yeah, so the job is me, because I've been doing stand-up so long, and I probably could develop skills, but I don't have them. And so it's just me doing other jobs. So I worked on a goat farm in Louisiana.
Sure.
I worked at a diner. I coached the kids' basketball team in Brooklyn.
Oh, how was that?
That was actually the least funny one because I like basketball a lot, so I was pumped up for the game, I had a Red Bull and some Adderall, and and I was crushing it, and we almost blew them out. And I go to a lot of basketball games, and I play basketball video games, so it was almost like live action video games. Like, hey, move, put your hands up in his face. And they would put it in. I was like, yeah, this is real life. This is like Avatar with 7th and 8th graders.
All right, we're going to give you the job of puzzle guru. You're going to help me run a game.
All right.
And we've asked what kinds of things you're into, and obviously you said you were a fan of sports.
Yeah.
And so we hope that you also like bad puns. Because this game is called Shaq to the Future.
All right.
And it's about Shaquille O'Neal, sort of. But let's meet our contestants. This is Janet Falk and Rebecca Rindler. And this is a little extra special because Rebecca and Janet are mother and daughter.
Whoa! Excuse me, Ophira. Rebecca is the daughter.
Yes. Okay, good. Thank you, Janet. You're here clearly to settle a score. Is this a competitive family, Janet?
Absolutely.
Okay. Whoa. I love it.
Janet looked like either a teacher or a leader of a nonprofit, or both. Janet, what do you do for a living?
I used to be a teacher. I was a college professor of Spanish.
Yeah.
I have worked in a nonprofit. Okay.
Okay.
Currently, I have my own public relations practice.
All right.
Nice.
2 out of 3 ain't bad. All right.
So here's our game. As you know, Shaq was not only an incredible NBA center, but a rap artist, a movie star, and the author of the autobiography, Shaq Talks Back. And we've recently learned that Shaq has been finding his way into more hobbies and careers. He's what we call a Shaq of all trades.
Yeah.
Yes. And we're going to take a pause for the listeners to groan. So it's just like that. In this game, every answer will be a terrible pun that has the word Shaq in it, okay? So for example, if we said Shaq has a great attention for detail and loves reviewing the accuracy of news articles as a what, you would say?
Shaq checker.
Shaq checker, exactly, Janet. So Hannibal and I will be giving the clues. Hannibal, are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
All
yes.
Right, and ring in when you know the answer, and the winner will move on to our Ask Me One or final round. After cutting down a Christmas tree befitting his size, he discovered a lifelong passion for chainsaws, flannel, and delicious pancakes as a... Rebecca.
Lumberjack.
Lumberjack is correct. He is kind of the closest thing America has to Paul Bunyan these days.
Pretty much. After the family dog passed away, he was able to return it to a nearly lifelike character, though a little stuffed because of his work as a...
Rebecca.
Shaxidermist?
Yeah!
My mom just congratulated me.
Oh, that's so nice! Because you know you're going to get her! When one of his teammates asked him to pop his back, Shaq developed a reputation for his attention to misalignments of the spinal column as a... Rebecca.
Chiropractor?
You bet.
Hey, I think we've been hacked.
The worst thing is I can hear my voice going up at the end of each thing, which my mom has corrected me on for years.
Oh.
Stop raising your voice at the end of the sentence.
Oh, because you're raising it up at the end like a question, and you say, don't do that.
Up talk. It makes you sound indefinite.
Oh.
All right. Although Shaq already has a nursing license, he went on to receive an advanced clinical education that allowed him to diagnose medical problems as a...
Maybe a little hint?
Give a hint? It got Shaq in it.
Okay. No, neither of you know? Does anyone out there know?
Yes, 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 yes,
Nope. Whoa. I guess they don't know. it's a nurse shactitioner. Yes, I know. Although I kind of like the idea of the television show Nurse Shacky. Anyway. Sadly, Shaq eventually turned to a life of crime. He would break into homes and open strong boxes and vaults, stealing people's valuables as a... Janet.
A safe shacker.
Exactly.
Yeah. This game. Shaq went to Indonesia to visit a volcanic island between Sumatra and Java, the site of an 1883 eruption thought to be the loudest event in modern history. He called it...
Janet.
Shakatoa.
Shakatoa.
Wow. Wow. We got people chanting. It's live here in the Bell House.
Shaq became obsessed with the male star of High School Musical to the point of moosing his hair and trying to date Vanessa Hudgens. He called his new teen heartthrob persona Rebecca.
Shaq Efron.
Yeah! Yes! Yes.
Janet's like, I have no idea who that is, right?
That's exactly what I said.
Yes. Did you know Shakatoa?
No.
Rebecca?
Yeah, see?
It turns out, Rebecca, you are the winner of this round, and you will be moving on. The mother and daughter are hugging. Harmony in the house has been restored.
That was fun.
That was amazing. Thank you so much, Hannibal. We will see you later in the show for your own challenge. Don't get too comfortable.
Hit the road, Shaq. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Shaq. And don't you come back no more. What'd you say? Hit the road, Shaq. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Shaq. And don't you come back no more. Oh, woman, don't treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I have to pack my things and go. That's right, hit the road, Shaq. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Shaq. Don't you come back no more. Don't you come back no more. Don't you come back no more.